You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
You sure are.
I am.
Having fun this morning, Big JD?
Yeah. Technical difficulties.
No, there's no technical. It was no technical difficulty, was it?
That was difficult.
That was difficult for me to say.
I mean, it was just
a matter of you finding out what...
Well, we did have a technical difficulty.
Did you actually fix something?
Well, no. I didn't fix it. I made up for it in some other way.
Oh.
I don't know what's wrong.
Is it an actual workaround?
This is a workaround, yeah.
I hate workarounds.
But it works.
Well, that's
they work around.
Yeah, that's good. Anything else going around here?
Wonder what's happening at the casino this morning. Think they're ratifying?
No, there's no ratification.
They said that it might be.
What?
Did you see the flyer I sent you?
Yes.
They said that it may be a ratification.
Right.
But I guess it's not, you say.
We know that it's not a ratification.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
We do.
Yes, we do.
You did. I do.
Okay. In sickness and in health.
Are you proposing?
I am. Yeah, they couldn't come to anything. So it's an information meeting this morning. The union's going to talk to us about where they're at.
Yeah, that's what they said on the flyer. Then number two would be possible ratification if something happened, I guess, through the night or I don't know.
No, they weren't talking last night.
But more importantly than that, what's going on with the camera? You got something going on, like a...
What do you mean?
Oh, that's the regular camera thing.
It's the camera in the phone, yeah.
I saw a moving video on it while you're in a... For some reason, I was thinking video because it was moving.
You know that this thing can do video, obviously.
But, well, yeah, it should.
But. Yeah.
Because you're holding back.
If you jailbreak your iPhone, you can. Right now, I'm just letting people know what I'm doing on my Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're going to be posting pictures.
Posting pictures on my Facebook.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, whatever.
You got to get one of both of us. How are you going to do that?
You can't do that. It's physically impossible.
No, not for me.
That phone is not built for self-portraits.
Sure it is.
Some people are really good at it, but I'm not one of those people. But anyway, this is not the tech show. It's the Jabbercast, where we talk about anything and everything. Topic once a week, and you'll find out what this week's topic is in one moment. But first, the news.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, here we are.
It sounds like he's cutting them
off.
It was abrupt ending because...
Well, lights went off across the world Saturday as millions of homes and businesses went dark for 1 hour in a symbolic gesture highlighting concerns over climate change. Organizers expected more than 2,800 cities and towns worldwide to dim their lights at 8:30 p.m. local time for their third annual Earth Hour, a day-long energy-saving marathon spanning 83 countries and 24 time zones.
That's all there is, buddy.
That's all there is, all right. That's where my sentence ended.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's all. You can't have any more time zones than 24.
That's right.
And instead of saying all the time zones.
That's their thing.
So. There.
CNN.
Wait, what do you mean CNN?
That's from CNN.
You didn't write this yourself?
No. Just the first part. The last part was theirs. The mistake.
You got a frog in your throat?
I do.
It's from all that chicory.
Chicory, yeah. Should have talked about that at the beginning of the show.
No, we can talk about it in
organic
the middle.
Chicory. We'll talk about that when we talk about moving. It's all about bowel movement today, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, no. So what's happening? What else is happening in the world?
Well, let's go back to the Earth Day thing.
Okay.
It's just a big friggin' scam.
Did you shut your lights out?
No.
Oh, jeez. You're not... No. Oh, I can't even... Gee.
It's all about trying to raise awareness of what used to be called global warming. Yeah. But now, since every place is not really warming, in fact, there's places that have had more snow than ever, we have to change it. It's climate change. Imagine that. The climate's changing.
Oh, gee.
If this isn't Shangri-La, it's not Utopia, it's not Camelot. The weather doesn't stay the same ever.
The climate changes through the day.
What the heck?
So you got to shut your lights off an hour every day.
Because the climate changing. Yeah. Exactly. Makes no sense.
Is it just your lights or all electricity?
Yeah, lights. Hmm. I suppose.
So I was okay to have my computer on last night? I was okay?
It's okay to do anything you want.
Anything?
Anything.
I can do anything?
Turn
I can snipe from
on.
My balcony?
Don't snipe from your balcony. Well, the only people you could snipe are people who are going to be...
They're on their way out anyway.
They're leaving in the near future anyway.
That's right.
I hope they all live to a ripe old age. Wait a minute. They are a ripe old age. Nice people that they are. Yeah, so Earth Hour, just more propaganda. That's all it is, propaganda for the oncoming thing.
Sounds like a rant.
Oh, it is. It's a lipo rant.
You need your own ID. I'll make you one. You make me one.
Okay, that sounds like a fair deal. Yeah, it's all... You mark our words here. The climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, there's going to be some kind of credit or carbon credit. That's going to be the new or a part of the monetary system that they're going to ding you with. They're going to ding you with this carbon credit because of the global chain or... warming,
anything
whatever.
They can find to ding you with, they're going to ding you.
Mark our words. But anyway, okay, on to the next story. Sorry.
Are you ready for one? I have one here. It's
No, I'm signing into my Twitter.
Okay. The agency that owns the space where the World Trade Center towers stood,
yep,
they're freeing itself of the term freedom to describe the signature skyscraper replacing the buildings destroyed on September 11th, 2001. And the change from Freedom Tower was revealed Thursday at a news conference where the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey announced the signing of the first commercial lease in the building to a Chinese company. The building is expected to be completed in late 2013.
So what are they calling it?
They are calling it One World Trade Center, which was the name that was its, I think that's its, isn't it like an address for it? And they're going to keep that as a name, I guess.
Oh,
One
good.
World Trade Center.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's pretty good. First lease to a Chinese company. Wow.
I think there were some Chinese companies in there already.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there was. I'm sure there's a lot of Chinese companies in New York.
In New York.
A lot of Chinese people in New York.
Well, yes, there are.
And fact, everywhere.
There's a place called Chinatown in New
that's
York.
That's right.
Which
there's
is actually
called China too. Country.
Yes.
Is it still there? Yeah, it's still there.
We were in Toronto a couple weekends ago. But I'm going to have to say that the Chinatown in Toronto is bigger than the Chinatown in New York. Chinatown in New York is somewhere.
But isn't Windsor like the biggest one in North America? No?
Nay. San Francisco.
Right.
They got the big Chinatown.
Songs are written about that one.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. But the one in Toronto, I'm very surprised how big it is and how integrated it is into it's that little strip down Spadina.
Thin Lizzy.
You say Spadina, I say Spadina. You say Vagina, I say... Never mind.
Jesus of Nazareth. 10 of the building's planned 108 above-ground floors have been built. How high were the other trade centers, do you know? Were they higher than that?
Well, how many
floors? 108
yep,
in this building.
Same
thing?
I think
same they're
thing.
Building the big skyscraper again. Great. Super scraper.
As long as they keep the asbestos out of it.
Sure. They'll have to.
Because that's half the reason why they blew it up in the first place.
Oh, that's why the government blew it up?
Yes, because the guy who owned it was going to cost him $1 billion to clean the asbestos off the World Trade Towers. So he said, no.
Let's just blow it up. At 9 a.m.
first,
when everybody gets there.
But first, let me put a $7 billion insurance policy on it.
Yeah, was that pretty recent too?
6 weeks before it actually happened.
Yeah, hey.
Gee, I wonder how...
It makes you wonder, huh?
No, it doesn't make you wonder. It makes you think if you don't figure that one out, you're pretty dumb.
Wow. So they don't pin anything on the guy or anything? Nothing happens? It's all over? It's done?
Yeah, he's fine.
It was terrorists.
Everything's good.
It was Barack Obama, Bin Laden.
Nobody high up made out bad in that whole scene. Bush got reelected. The guy who owned the towers got $7 billion, didn't have to clean the asbestos off. And Halliburton and all the other 300 other companies that got to go fight in the war in Afghanistan, Iraq, they got tons of money in their pocket.
And all the companies that worked on the rubble after.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's funny where that all went. That's another thing. It all got shipped offshore, so no one could check it out.
Check it
in, yeah, so it's got all melted down and got turned into something, didn't it?
Really?
It was like a ship or something?
Oh, yeah?
Didn't they turn it in? Didn't they make a new aircraft carrier or something?
I recall hearing something about that.
So. Yeah. It's just fitting. But anyway, this isn't the 911 conspiracy theory show. You're looking at me like I should have some news.
No, I didn't know. I just didn't know if you wanted to move on.
To the next part of the show.
Today's topic.
Oh, no, well, I want to have at least one story.
Okay. We're waiting for Lipo to find his story. No. What do we got?
Just got to go to the next tab.
Okay.
The new, you know what Tesla cars are?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they're electric cars.
All Nikola electric. Tesla. That's what they, everybody's in on that. That vice president guy is in on this too. Because it's green. What's his name?
The guy that
lost his head in the war. Yeah, him.
Guy who lost his head in the war. You know who's in on it is the Google founders, Brennan Page.
That's right. Not only Google, but I think eBay and another big company, Yahoo or somebody. There's a few big internet companies, young, rich entrepreneur types.
And they're not going to be ridiculously expensive either. I think I saw a price tag of
$45,000.
$45,000. Yep. Well, I thought that's what I saw.
Say that's a little high.
For an electric car?
Well, I don't know.
I think the first ones, the ones that were based on the Lotus body, you know, that they were $105,000, I think.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's steeper than most vehicles are, especially these days right now.
Pretty cheap. But these are, like, you know, these are, this people have to.
Should be more affordable, I think, though.
Well, they will be. But
eventually, sure.
Yeah, it's like your TV.
Like everything.
You know how much your TV cost 5 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Well, even from what our TV was now, you can get one that's like double the size for same price.
I know. Well, this is the same thing with the Tesla 60 car.
60 inches now.
Eventually, these cars will
not made the TV.
Okay, so was there another? There's the big story in North America is the flooding that's going on in the Central Plains there.
Sure.
In Manitoba and what's the state right below that? North Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Been there?
You been in North Dakota?
North, south, everywhere over there.
Well, you probably went to Sturgis too, I'll bet.
No, I didn't go to Sturgis though.
Oh, okay. But anyway, some really bad flooding, and I guess the river is, they can't tell if it's crested or not, which is unusual. Usually the Army Corps of Engineers, they can tell, you know, if a river has crested and whether it's going to go down or not, but everybody's just on pins and needles right now as far as how much more damage.
Flooding and on pins and needles. Jeez.
Yes. Would you rather be high up on a pin and a needle, or would you rather be on the ground in some water?
Or would you rather be a mule? Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. And that's it for my stories.
Okay, moving on to the moving show.
Moving on. All right. No, I'm not looking at you.
No, I don't have any. Moving. Oh, I do have notes.
Well, I hope so.
Let's talk about moving day.
Moving day.
Yeah, that must be hectic, eh? Moving day. Organizing every, you know what I mean? The people and coordinating everything. Moving day.
It is hectic. And it's somewhat of a looming deadline that people have when they know that they got to move on this very specific day. A lot of, it's a logistic piece of work, that's for sure.
And the days, I don't think the day is quite as bad as, you know, just prior, you know, leading up, the day before, the night before, the last things you got to pack, the last checks that you have to make and the last, you know, and then, of course, before that, coordinating moving from the one place and moving into the other. I mean, if it's a house, it's, you know, make sure you have everything set up and you have the keys and you have this and you have that, or whoever's going to be there first kind of thing. And also the if it's an apartment, you have to, you know, book an elevator in maybe the first building and the second building. Sometimes you have to pay a deposit in case there's any, you know, problem in the move using the elevator and that sort of thing.
If you're in an apartment, yes.
Right.
Yeah. What was I going to say about the moving day thing that is the most stressful If the situation comes that you're passing the key off to someone who's moving in on the same day you're moving out, and the people that you're moving into, the house that you're moving into, they're passing you the key.
Yeah, so that you got to coordinate the people.
That's craziness. They're walking out with their boxes, and okay, you just put your stuff on this side of the room while we move through this corridor here.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Get the hell out of here. And then, of course, people who want to move into your house are saying the same thing. You tell them there's stuff on this wall over here, and we'll be out of your way in a second. Or usually it's the garage. That's what it is. You move everything into the garage so the people can move their stuff into their house.
And what if somebody last minute can't move their stuff, or couldn't get the truck, or has to wait an extra day or two to get into their other place and have to keep their stuff at their old place? I wonder if that happens. And then where do they go? What do they do? Where do they stay? Go to a hotel maybe or something?
I don't think that's the scenario, unless people are really nice, which I'm sure there are some people out there who make arrangements with people who can't get out on time.
But and if that happens, what do you tell the people about that? It's my house now. You can't stay here.
Exactly. Well, typically.
What would you do?
I would rent a storage thing and make sure I'm out on time for the people to move in. Mm-hmm. Move your stuff twice, basically.
What if you found out in the last day, like, oh, we can't get in today, or the real estate guy, something happened, and we don't have a key or something, and I don't know. I mean, usually that stuff happens just prior or whatnot, but if it happened, and they just happened to be, you know, ready to move, or they couldn't get the truck or something. Something happened. Oh, the truck fell through.
The truck fell through the bridge. No.
We can't move the stuff, and it's Sunday, and we can't book anything else. What are we going to do? We can't move our stuff out of the house.
We'll help you. It'll be on the lawn.
Yeah. Leave it outside.
Well, that's what I say. It's a garage thing.
I'd kick them out. Get your stuff out and get out.
No, I'd say you can leave your stuff in the garage.
Nope. Get it out.
You're not that mean, are you?
No. Not today.
You know what I forgot to do is hop on the...
Ooh, yeah. We got probably people begging just to... talk to us.
Hopping on Yahoo.
What about packing? Would you try and find your own boxes before going to buy them? They sell boxes at U-Haul and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
No.
Where you can find boxes for free.
You go
everywhere.
Find boxes, yeah. There's millions of boxes everywhere. Go to stores.
Diaper boxes are great. You know what's a good place to find good, decent-sized boxes? Sometimes if you know somebody that works at like a department store, is pretty good, because usually they pack them up though, and they get tied, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But so you can't get at them. But if you want bigger ones, you can sometimes ask a store for them, and sometimes they go, but I think they get money back for those, so they don't like to give them away, you know what I mean? But if you
some places do, some places break their own boxes and then recycle them, and then they get money for that,
right? Yeah, most of the department stores do that.
So, I'm thinking factory type stuff. If you live in an industrial area, if you go somewhere where they pack stuff up, or they get stuff that's packed up and you get their boxes from, I'm thinking big boxes, eh?
Hey.
Hey. I'm from Canada, eh? But the liquor store, of course, is the old standby.
Yeah, the liquor store always has small boxes.
They're small boxes.
Good for your kitchenware and things like that.
And your books.
Heavier. Yeah, right. Because you want to pack those in smaller boxes, because they're going to be too heavy if it's a big box, for one thing.
Yes.
And then you take the chance on it breaking and the bottom falling out, which would be a disaster.
No, you don't want that. I remember when we moved from our house, my whole bedroom was a library. The whole wall, if you can picture a wall of 15 feet long.
I can only picture one about 14 6.
From the ceiling to your knees, there was books.
Yeah, and what was underneath?
Just the wall.
Still shelves? Oh, the shelving was on the wall, and it only came down so far?
Yeah, just a comfortable distance to bend down to look for a book.
Isn't that different, though, than having it actually on the ground and stopping partway up?
Right. Yeah, it is. We don't need books on the floor. I mean, you want to get the vacuum under there and stuff, where libraries don't.
Well, yeah, but just put the shelves can be on the floor, but you don't have to put books that low. So what happened? Did your dad, he mounted it way up, mounted it from the ceiling and stopped partway?
Yeah, I'm going to say there was five rows of shelves. I'm guessing. I have a picture at home that didn't take the picture of the books. I took the picture of my guitar and it's up against.
But it's there, yeah. All the
Yeah.
And you had an amp back then. How that was way back.
Back then.
Guitar and amp?
Yeah. I was 13 years old.
Wow, nice.
Yeah. Good old days. The Yamaha something 70, SX70, RX70, something. Got it, LRC Music.
LRC, yeah.
I remember the day I picked it up was with my brother, and the chick there had just, she could tell she was just beaming with the fact that she was hanging out with Mike Levine the night before, after the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And she was the kind of girl, she had a big set of hums, and she would flashing them like you could tell. Oh, I was just out of hand. I'm getting a boner thinking about her.
Jeez. I got my first Gibson guitar when I was two.
When you were two? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I think I was three and a half.
No, you're joking, right?
We had guitars back then, though, in the house, but they weren't mine. It was my dad's. And
your dad was
I didn't get mine. Until, like... No, it wasn't Gibson. Okay. I don't know. He had an acoustic. He had two acoustics, actually. One was, his guitar from when he was a kid, and he actually took lessons or something like that, and they still had the guitars, and I can't remember if I actually got his guitar or it was his sister's guitar that my aunt gave me or something, but I seem to think it was his guitar. And then he had his big jumbo size acoustic black, and it was really cool looking, and you know, it, something tells me it might have been a Gibson, and we sold at a yard sale though. But we would have had no idea. I remember us having one of those old amps that would have been I think I talked to you about it before. I don't know if it was a Gibson, a Fender or something, but like a, you know, tweed casing, you know, and like a yellowish color. And I don't know what it would have been, but I remember me and my brother taking it all apart and pretending it was a truck cab, like we were truckers driving, and we had it all apart and using the knobs for other things and wires all pulled out of it. An old, really? Old amp of some kind, yeah.
And it could have been a Gibby.
It could have been a Gibson. Could have been some kind of an old Fender amp. I'm not sure. Something pretty decent, probably.
Probably. I mean, back in the day.
There wasn't that many.
Exactly. Really. As I was going to say, there wasn't a lot of Fender manufacturers or Fender amplifier manufacturers. And the ones that you did get were typically made in the United States. And
the old acoustic, though, that I had that was his from taking lessons had a movable bridge, which was really bad. Having a movable bridge is bad.
On an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, yeah. He was just always out and not in tune or anything.
Well, you had to tune it up every song, but that's okay.
At least.
Have someone tuning the guitar while you're playing.
So what about throwing stuff out when you're moving?
Oh, it's the best thing about moving.
Cleaning. Doing
it. Yes, purging. Mm-hmm. You like to purge. Everybody should purge at least once in their... Once a year, I think. That's what spring cleaning is all about. You get rid of the crap that's just been hanging around since...
There's another show, spring cleaning, right there.
Maybe next week we should do a spring cleaning show.
Next week, I think we might slip in the Steve and Larry show.
The idea that Steve and Larry gave us.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome things, I think it was, right? Okay. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Sure, that'd be great. But you're saying throwing things away. You guys do a spring cleaning here? I mean, you guys
when we moved, yeah. She spring cleaned. I was like pulling everything out of the garbage. What are you doing throwing that away? Why would you get rid of that? We're just going to have to get a new one.
Was she? Yeah, really?
Yeah, she tossed everything out. Hmm. Out with the old and with the new.
That's the thing. She wants new everything.
Well, yeah. Moving into a new place, want new everything. Well, and part of it maybe was because we were actually moving into a brand new place, you know, previously unowned. But...
Right.
I grabbed a lot of... It's probably 2-3 garbage bags full of stuff that I brought.
It's funny you say
little by little.
Garbage bags. They weren't in any of my cases.
All my good stuff in garbage bags. No, it wasn't anything like that, really. It was, you know, maybe kitchenware and different things, you know.
You mean stuff that you wear in the kitchen? Like...
Yeah.
Aprons?
Like an apron and a maid's outfit and...
I love the spring. I feel good when I get rid of some crap.
Do you?
Yeah, and I feel like, now I have some space. It gives me more space. Let's get rid of
What about it, before you're moving and you're going to get rid of stuff? Would you just throw it out, or would you have a yard sale, or would you bring to a Goodwill?
First, the yard sale. You try to make money off of it. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't sell, off to the Goodwill.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever's unusable, off to the Goodwill.
Pretty much, yeah. It's funny. My wife, she likes shopping at Value Village for clothes, especially because she's a hippie at heart. I guess she finds some stuff in there but
they have some good stuff.
I'll say there's as much stuff as she buys. She gets rid of the same amount of stuff in garbage bags.
Right.
She goes to St. Vincent de Paul and throws them in the bin. We just went there the day before yesterday. So she's a good balancer that way. Even though it still seems like she could throw a lot more stuff away. But that's just me. I don't know. I think either you're a collector or you're a streamlined person. Mm-hmm. It's in your hormones, your genes, or whatever. And I
like streamline. I go the way streamlined, but I got a lot of stuff. Then maybe that's my streamline.
Your streamline is that everything's ready to go.
It is, yeah. I could pull everything out of here in a matter of minutes.
Over the
seconds, perhaps.
Get the steak truck, pull it out underneath your balcony, and just start tossing it in.
I like mobile stuff. Something you just pick up. Look at the drum kit. You pick it up with one hand, take it, gone.
Can I?
Yep.
I'd like to check it out.
Both guitars, grab the stand, gone. Both at once.
That's the nice thing about that guitar stand. It's a two banger, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get three bangers and more, too.
Yep. Yeah. Dan's got a three banger. He takes the gigs with him. And then once he got...
Fills it up with Gibbies.
Sure, of course. But then...
Has he got a lot of guitars?
He's got a lot of guitars, yeah.
Yeah. I would think so. He's a real rock and roll guy.
He's a real rock guy, yeah. And anyway, the thing is, he's lazy, though. Doesn't want to bring three guitars. Because that's more trips to the car after the gig.
Well, that's what he's got bandmates for. Here, bitch, lug my stuff. That's what I did. Wait till you hear the interview. No. I don't know. That's what they told me anyways. Well, you had a bad back or something. We had to move everything.
Well, it's funny you say that because if someone always typically has a bad back at least once, like, you know, oh, I was moving my thing in my back.
Yeah, band members, yeah. We're lugging and moving and pushing and pulling. Right,
so I know I was in that shape myself and my bandmates were more than happy. I'll wrap all the cords and cables up if you just move my shit or something, you know. There's arrangements you can make, of course, all the time. But that would suck if you, would you... Well, here's the question. I guess I'm going to... Do you get someone to... Do you have someone come in and move your stuff for you? Or do you pack it up and move it into vans and pickups yourself?
I've gone both ways. I've had, you know, yeah. It's the cat's out of the bag. I'm out of the closet. Big JD's gone both ways.
So you've gone with the van line moving people thing?
Yes, I have. Actually, the time that I did that on a couple of occasions. One I had, it was after my bike accident, actually. I was laid up and I couldn't move anything myself. And the insurance company was paying for everything at the time. They paid to redo my house and they paid for anything that I needed to do anywhere. And it just so happened I was in the process of moving and they, of course, paid for that too. And of course, I couldn't do it. So we had a moving company move everything and it was pretty convenient, I'd say. You know, depending on what you have and things that you might not trust movers with, you might want to move yourself or, you know, because they're definitely not going to be as responsible as you would, I don't think. But I think for the most part, they're pretty good. And I think another time after that, I had a small move and I had the same company, actually, because I liked them. They moved my stuff again because it was just convenient price-wise at the time. And because I had used them before and he gave me a good deal and whatnot. And I don't know. I liked it. And like I say, price-wise, between renting the vehicle and paying kilometers and paying the gas and all that, it just worked out okay. Like, it wasn't a lot of money extra. And I thought, for the extra money, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to move anything, you know? They just pick it all up and drop it all off there. So it was pretty good. And then the last time we moved here, though, we had my uncle, my brother, and my aunt, and Lana, and everybody. We were moving. I think Lana was working, actually, until noon, but we started moving in the morning. And, again, I mean, it was, you know, I was still on my shoulder thing going on, so I couldn't do as much. But those guys, it was a personal move.
I think that's That's a good way to go, depending on...
Usually it's the best way.
How much stuff you have, and...
how big and heavy the stuff is. If you're moving a fridge and stove and all that kind of stuff, I wouldn't want to do that ourselves.
That's not that bad. If you got a cart.
I guess, and depends where it's going and that sort of
exactly.
thing.
You know? But if your company is like paying for you to move or something like that.
Mm-hmm. During a relocation or something even.
Yeah. I'd love to relocate and have it paid for. And have some
everything
job.
Paid for.
Yeah, I want a job waiting for me at the other end too.
That's always possible.
You never know what the future holds for Lippo and Big JD.
So what about buying new stuff? New furniture, new appliances, when you move into a new place?
What about it? Do you think it's necessary? Is that what you're asking? Or?
I don't know. If you feel like you want to buy new things because you're moving into a new place... You know, yeah. I'm sure a lot of people will repaint and, you know, do a lot of things like that, that are make it theirs. And then, you know, you're going to have to pay for paint and those kinds of things. And then,
that's a nice thing if you can get your place ahead of time.
Yeah. While it's empty and do the work.
Right.
And then you may have extra rooms, you know, that you, didn't have in your other place. So you'll have to furnish them.
Then so you would need some furniture.
You might need some new things.
Yeah. Depending on if you're downsizing or upsizing. I was just thinking this morning when I was thinking about moving. I'm thinking we spend a good portion of our lives moving up. Like, you know, you go into college and you live in maybe in a college dorm room, and then you get a job and then you live in an apartment. Then right, you live in a bigger apartment. Then you finally save them
enough.
Then a house and then a bigger house, maybe even a bigger house. And then kids are gone. Now we start moving down. So it's kind of interesting how what we move into as our life progresses. Because the next thing I move into, it's going to be smaller than what
downsizing. We go up, 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 and then we downsize. We'll talk more about that when we come back after Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
I was born to rock.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song. So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records. Records.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Set us up, Lippo.
Well, first I want to mention the Wicked Angel thing. That's that's cool. And that the whole CDN Records.
Right, yeah.
When you say it, you pronounce every letter.
Yeah, it has to be a little more prominent because it's
CDN Records.
So it doesn't sound like CD and Records.
Yeah, CDN Records.
CDN Records.
Yeah, something like that.
CDN Records.
Do we know what CDN stands for? It's a short form for Canadian,
I know the owner of the label is Craig Newman.
Okay, so it's
so Craig. His middle name may be David. Start with a D or something, sure. And how cool would that be?
Newman! This week's Music Mayhem is from Aerosmith's first album, which I remember this album when I was in grade 8. I played the heck out of it. What was the big tune on it?
Great album.
Dream On was the tune that turned me on to the album, and then there's all kinds of other great
tunes. Was it One Way Street on there?
One Way Street, Walking the Dog, all those great tunes. But this tune has everything to do with our show this week. It's called Moving Out.
Thank you. mama what you need and maybe I can go too. No one knows a way but maybe me. Nobody goes there, nobody shows where, nobody knows where you can find me.
From Aerosmith's first album. Awesome tune.
Yeah, very cool.
Very blues based, obviously, and it reminds me a little bit of that of what this tune they did on Permanent Vacation, I think, was I'm trying to think of
I don't know Permanent Vacation as well as old Aerosmith, but that blues CD they came out with was really cool. The one with Baby Please Don't Go and all that stuff on it was great.
Oh yeah, that's a Honkin' the Blues.
Honkin' Bobo?
Honkin', yeah, that's it. Honkin'
yeah,
Bobo.
That yeah, that was really cool.
Yep, good stuff. Me and my old lady sitting in the shade talking about the money that I ain't made, saying, oh boy, don't you lie. That tune there?
That's great.
Yeah, that's what that tune reminds me of, moving out.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's good too, yeah.
What are we doing next?
Wanted to talk about the moving up and moving down thing a little bit. That's what we're coming back to.
Your socioeconomics.
We live in a womb, and then we live in our parents' house, and then we live in a dorm, and then we get our own little apartment, and then we get a house, and then we have a family and have a bigger house, and then we get rich and have a mansion, and then you retire and move into a little cubbyhole somewhere. And you downsize when the kids are gone.
When the kids are gone.
Is that what you're waiting on?
I'm waiting on the kids to leave so I can...
How soon are you going to send them out? When they're ready, or are you just going to push them out the door like when they turn a certain age? Some people do that. Well, you're 17 now, out. You're 18, out.
My dad did it to my brother Dave when he was 15.
Yeah, that's old enough.
He was trouble.
No, he must have been a troublemaker. Okay, yeah.
Well, honestly, I don't think he was that much trouble. He was just sowing his wild oats like any other kid, but my dad just didn't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. So he just kicked him out. And then...
You took off early too, though, didn't you?
17.
Well, that's pretty
early.
I moved
out when I was 17. Moved out to Calgary with everybody else. I had fun out there. And what did I live in out there?
VW bus.
No, I...
That'd be sweet.
These guys I used to hang out with in Bell River, they were living in a motel, renting a motel room by the month. Mm-hmm. And I was sharing a bedroom with one of the dudes. Yeah, that was interesting living. But back then, you don't even think about it. You know, that's funny. You don't even think about your accommodations and, you know, it's just...
No, and you're by yourself, basically. So, I mean, it's not anybody else that you have to worry about either. And you're free to go. You're free to roam. You're free to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
The freedom.
Things. Yeah, I
know. And almost taste it.
We're so locked almost taste down. It. It's funny. But anyway, some people move to a boat. Like, you know, they retire out to their...
I know an old lady that moved to a shoe. She lived in a shoe, yeah.
And she was an old lady. Did she have a lot of kids?
I don't know. I don't remember anything else.
Oh, boy. No, but I'm just thinking, that's an interesting life, moving into a boat, you know, just living on a boat for the rest of your life. I think that's, you know, you got to pay slip fees and that's about it.
Slip fees?
Yeah.
That's wow, your whatever that is, that's pretty good. Slip fee. Yeah, I'm going to pay my slip fee.
Well, your boat's in a slip dock, whatever you call it.
Slip dock. Well, I didn't know the name for it, that's why.
But yeah, so
slip.
I think it's, you know, a couple grand a year or whatever, depends where you put your boat.
That's not bad.
No.
Moving onto a boat somewhere, nice all year.
Exactly. You go down to Florida.
Oh, yeah, there's got
to
be some big bucks for that. Go to Florida and keep your boat somewhere all year and just live on it?
Yeah.
That's got to be some cash.
Well, it depends where you put it.
Somewhere nice. Well, somewhere decent, somewhere warm all year. Florida, yeah. Florida. That's where you want to be, on the coast of Florida these days.
On the Gulf of Mexico side, I think it's much less expensive than it is on the ocean side.
Yeah, but what about the weather?
What about the weather?
Well, hurricanes and everything out there. That's crazy.
Well, that is part of the problem with living out in Florida.
I think I'd go the other side of town. California.
But did you hear about all those hurricanes? Earthquakes? Did they have something
from one end to the other.
They called it a swarm of earthquakes in the Salton Sea, they called it, which is really just...
Where was this during the news segment?
I know. it didn't really cause any damage. It was underneath water, you know, but they say that this could be something.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're living in a boat, and you're in California and they have an earthquake in the...
Yeah, what are you worried about? Unless it cracks under the ocean and everything gets sucked in.
WKBR broadcasts many program genres. Some shows may contain explicit content. Therefore, we must warn that the station is geared towards those 18 and over. However, the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo is clean and welcomes listeners of all ages. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, live Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WKBR. A different topic every week, plus world news, tech talk, Sunday morning music mayhem, and the uber popular Jabber Quote. Big JD and Lippo are also available live at Showtime on Yahoo Messenger. Username, The Jabbercast. The Jabbercast is also a podcast. Subscribe free in iTunes or visit www.thejabbercast.com.
time for Big JD's weekly rant. Things that I think stink.
Okay, the first of my weekly rants here on the Jabbercast. And this one goes out to Corinne P. Greenberg, wife of former AIG CEO Maurice, just before he was ousted, transferring $2 billion worth of AIG shares to his wife. Like, they didn't know what was going on here. His wife, I say they should take the money away from her. I don't care whether it was for her or kids' college fund or whatever it was for. Let them suffer like everybody else is. Maybe they should see how it feels. They're living high up on their horses. After all the bonuses were paid to the executives, they were found at one of the most exclusive hotels in the country, hanging out, living it up, whining, dining. I wonder if Corinne was there. Maybe she was dancing on the tables. Anyway, I think it's disgusting, and I think she should have to pay for that, too. Somehow in all this, she's an accomplice, and that's this week's rant.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Would you like to host your own program? Contact the station manager here at WKBR. All it takes is music, a microphone, and a broadband internet connection. And you can broadcast from anywhere in the world. Of course, you will need a software program to broadcast, but the station can steer you in the right direction for everything you need to get started. Visit WKBR.ca to host your very own music or talk radio program. That's WKBR.ca.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What's your back to the normal stringing stuff. Cans tech talk about today?
I was thinking of watches, time. Watches and the cool watches you can get. You can get digital watches. You can get an analog watch. You can get a watch with a calculator on it. You can get a watch with a USB memory on it. And it's got a little thing built into the strap where you pull out the USB thing and you can plug it in and you got right on your watch. Isn't that something?
They want to put everything on a watch.
Everything. I mean,
they've been doing that forever. And watches have been, well, not watches. How long have the watches been around, do you think?
Oh, geez, long time. What about the pocket watch?
Exactly. I think that was the first watch. I don't think they put watches on wrist for a while after they had pocket watches. But the way to keep time, they've been keeping time since the ages of the Egyptians and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The Mayans and Aztecs, they used
time, to. They have been, yeah.
Yeah.
You stick a stick in the ground, you can tell the time. Do you know how that works? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to tell the time from a stick in the ground?
Well, you have to know the cycle of the sun on.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what your point is. Like,
well, you can do, you know, what do you call them? There's
sundial.
A sundial. Yeah, you can use a sundial or stick a stick in the ground and tell what time it is. I can't.
You tell what time is the whole stick in the ground time thing. I just like to say it's 4 o'clock. You know, when they first started sticking sticks in the ground, I don't know that they had numeric values for that.
No, but what did they tell? How do they know what time it was then?
I think they just had names for it. You know, it's the sun's going down in.
It's midday.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
yeah.
3/4 day.
Exactly.
You know, something like
I
that,
think
maybe.
It's something like that. So that's a great text.
Yeah.
Holy moly, we're talking about sundials, Egyptians.
Technology.
You know, you're the kind of guy that gets a flash of an idea and you think, that's going to be a good idea for something. When it comes time to extrapolate something on it.
Yeah, there's nothing there. But there just it seemed like a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
I remember Microsoft watches. Came out with the watch. It had everything on it. It did everything. You could do,
no video, though, eh?
Yeah, it did video.
Did video?
Did video.
Yeah.
You could edit Word documents.
No, your Excel you're kidding. On a watch. I think like a screens of a PDA is bad enough to do that on, let alone a watch.
Like, I'm thinking that was like $19.99 or something. Do you remember
that's
that?
All they costed?
No, the year 1999.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that at all. I wasn't, I've never used Microsoft stuff.
Whatever.
I've never used PC. Piece of crap.
It's funny, I look up Microsoft Watch and it's more like people who are watching the.
Oh, that's like when I looked up something for the quote. Moving quotes. I got so many quotes from movers. It wasn't funny. So now I'm moving everything. I booked one.
What?
I got so many quotes. I just picked the best price, and I'm moving everything out tomorrow. Because it was a good deal.
No, don't do that. Never mind. Okay, well, that's a great tech talk. What are we going to do now?
We're going to move on to the Jabber quote.
Hey, folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all on the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Be sure to catch the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo Sunday mornings live at 11 a.m. Eastern here on WKBR.ca.
Time for the Jabber quote.
Brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of moving trucks and boxes. If you're moving, give Steve and Larry a call. They'll set you up with some boxes and a moving truck. And Steve and Larry might actually help you move. Just throw in a case of beer, they'll be right there. That's usually what it is.
Silly.
When you have your friends help you do something.
Yeah, it's a case of beer or pizza or whatever.
A kegger, yeah. You get some beers.
Kegger.
Some beers and some pizza, and then you have people come over and help you paint or help you move.
People do anything for pizza and beer.
I do it.
I had to entice them with pizza and beer to get them to come over and do the Jabbercast this morning.
Where's my beer?
So this week's quote is not exactly a quote. It was a little something to Dear Abby and her reply.
Not exactly a quote. You're steering. Yeah. Oh, he's wrecking the show.
but it was like the kind of the best thing I could find for moving at the time. In a letter to Dear Abby, a reader complained that a gay couple was moving in across the street and wanted to know what he could do to improve the quality of the neighborhood. Her suggestion? You could move.
Improve the quality of the neighborhood.
That's deep.
That's deep. Nothing deep about that.
That's as good as Tech Talk today. Hey, the Jabbercast, Big JD and Lippo. You can visit our website at www.thejabbercast.com. You can contact us by emailing us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com or on the contact page. Go to the
My Chingo widget. You open that page there and bam, you get a little widget that says record your message. Hit that and talk into your computer. Given that you have a microphone connected to your computer, which most computers these days have them.
Sure.
And if you don't, you get one of those headsets. Those are cool.
Headset.
My son just got a computer from school.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a laptop.
You gave him a laptop?
Yeah.
PC, of course.
Of course.
Oh, man. You let that in?
I let it in. Because they give him a scanner and everything. It reads the notes and talks to him and he talks into it.
And why is this? What is this literacy thing? What's going on?
They want people to know how to talk and write properly.
Yeah, but what? So they give it to everybody?
No, it's because he was identified as having someone who needs some help.
Who?
Jonas.
Jonas?
Yeah.
He did speaking for our thing and he was awesome.
Yes, I know. He's, when it comes to like writing tests and writing stuff out, getting the thought from his head to his pen seems to be a problem.
So it's like a training kind of thing?
Training, yeah.
That's pretty cool. They give him a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of stuff.
What's a scanner for? Got to do with writing.
You put,
so you can,
the teacher gives you the notes.
Right.
Gives you notes, put them in the scanner, and then the scanner will read them to you. He can read fine. But they gave it to him just in case you can't read, and it'll read you the notes. So.
Pretty good.
Very interesting.
So he's probably sitting in the room, door closed, surfing YouTube and...
He cannot surf on that laptop.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, he's got another computer of some kind anyway, doesn't he?
Right here.
Some kind. Yeah. Oh, you got it.
I got it right now.
He's suffering with a PC right now.
No. He wanted to get online with it, but the school board made me sign a piece of paper. You will not get on the internet with this computer.
Wow.
because if obviously if a virus gets in it and mm-hmm. they don't have any, there's no antivirus software on the laptop because mm-hmm. they don't want to have to support that.
Right, right.
So they say don't ever get on the, don't ever hop onto the internet on this.
You got a wireless card?
It has a wireless card, which is, well, I suppose if you're on a network at home and you're working on another computer in the house, you should be able to get at that stuff. But anyway, well, how did that come up?
I don't know. Computer thing somehow. I don't know. It was better than the talking about this Jabber quote.
Oh, well, we're talking about microphones on a
there you go
computer.
Which is, make a good tech talk is the what to buy, a desktop or a laptop. That would be some good tech talk for maybe next time or something.
Sure.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about that actually on the show. The differences in why you'd buy a laptop over a desktop or vice versa. But anyway, that's that. And do we have next week's show page called up there? See what we got going on next week for the
writing, book? Printing, and analysis.
Oh, are we going to do that, or do you want to slip in the awesome stuff show? What was it?
It's awesome things show.
Awesome things, yeah.
I don't know,
because we need some shows.
We need some show topics. If you're out there, you're listening, get a hold of us and let us know what kind of topics you want to.
Yeah, contact us from the site page, the contact page, and let us know what you want us to talk about. And if you have a story, then, you know, use the MyChingo widget or email us about your comment or story on a topic that you would like to see us discuss on the Jabbercast or one of our upcoming topics. And, you know, we'll get it into the show. So next week is going to be either
writing, printing, and analysis. Do you like to print or write? Do you ever wonder why you prefer one over the other? Is your writing legible? How and why do the authorities use handwriting analysis? Why, we'll also discuss handwriting recognition software.
Well, sounds like it could be something. Either that or the awesome things show.
Sure.
So
we'll find out next week. Tune in next week at 11 o'clock on WKBR, or just find us on your iPod because you're already subscribing to the show and now you're listening to it on a podcast already.
You better be subscribing.
Why? Some people like to have their coffee and listen to the Jabbercast on Sunday morning.
I suppose. But we would be, oh yeah, live show, sure, yeah.
That's what I'm talking
but
about,
we yeah. would hope that everybody subscribes anyway just to get the free show. Maybe you listen to it again in your car.
Listen to it okay? again.
Taking the information a second time, you know, you take it in a little bit better.
No.
How, anybody listens to a podcast twice? You listen to any podcasts more
never.
Than once?
I never listen
to wouldn't think so.
No. In fact, I rarely listen to this show.
Oh, after we've done it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to them.
Good.
I try, anyway.
Because you edit them.
I listen to them like over and over and over, apparently.
But rarely will I listen to this show after it's already been uploaded.
No, you don't tune in, listen live?
No, I am the live man. But anyway, we're running long on time.
That's right. We're out of here.
So thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.